Sure.
Dear Chicago.
Laugh Shack.
Drove to Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is your host.
Wah, wah, wah. That's your name. Wah, wah, wah.
I'm like the 7-Eleven of the East Coast.
Wah, wah, wah. welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky. Wawa is across the street from me right now.
I need to go to the Wawa. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Foul Monkeys. We record live out of Chicago, Illinois. We are a very important podcast. We are licensed professionals and everything, but we know nothing about anything. So correct. If you need advice, let us know.
Yeah. We'll find it for you.
Y'all, and on this show, we're just going to call it like Big Fatty would say. I ain't got nothing. We ain't got nothing.
He ain't got nothing because it's all hanging in between his legs.
That's a lot of something. Yeah, that I don't want to know about. But I do not want to be licensed in those pendulums.
They're probably all sweaty.
Poor Big Fatty.
Right. So, speaking of Big Fatty, go to pride48.com this Friday at 5:30.
This is Thursday, so tomorrow.
Oh, yes,
at
Thursday.
5:30.
Tomorrow, you're going to listen to us tomorrow. It's only 24 hours away. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry.
I love ending every song and
yeah. My friend Jay from just... Glenview. Uh-huh. That's what we always used to do. We'd call each other in the morning and be like, on the way to work, we'd be like, yeah. Wow, wow. Stupid. Anyway, go to pride48.com. If you are going to visit Los Bagels on Thursday, Friday,
Vegas.
You're going to visit the Vegas Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
Say hi. We probably already told you hello already.
Maybe.
Hopefully.
Yes.
Oh, no. So this will be Thursday. So some people are arriving today. So
yes.
Aloha.
Aloha! That was my interpretation of Janet at Offer You Tour.
What? You bowed.
Yes.
You bowed.
Yes. She was like, aloha! I was like, then she said, do you want more?
And everybody's like, yes.
Everyone was like,
So, yes, Mike, I hope you're here tomorrow, Friday, 5:30, so you can listen to us talk about bullshit.
Yes, please come support us. If you're in any of the neighboring states, and by neighboring, we mean like literally neighboring.
Mexico.
Right. Come and watch us.
Be a shit show.
I was going to say, come and watch the shit show that we are.
If you're there, if there's a lot of people there, I will shit on Roger's chest.
I promise you that's not happening.
And I will promise I'll take X-Lags.
Speaking of X-Lags, this motherfucker, we walked in from lunch. Woo! And she was like, I'll be right back. I got to go tear up the bathroom.
Why?
And how you had nachos.
Right, how did that food give me the apple splatters so quick?
Are you talking about the applesauce splatters?
Apple slatters.
Tomorrow.
Apple splatters.
Ew. It's like your butthole was held so tight that it was coming. Your shit was coming out in apple slices.
Okay, gross. Well, that's all we have, you guys. So.
Thank you. Have a great day. Goodbye.
Actually, you know what I want to talk about? I want to talk about something about work.
Why
do women
talk
so much.
So much.
On the phone.
On the phone.
And it's not work related.
And it is not work related.
And every time I look up.
And every time I look up.
Because I need to ask a question.
Because I need to ask your stupid ass a question.
You hold your finger up to me.
Please hold.
Like you got something important to talk about.
I'm important.
Uh-huh. And that's it. Why does that happen?
Because they got something important to talk about.
I mean, all day, every day.
The thing that I hate is, Latrice, what you doing? Girl, I done heard from so-and-so that this motherfucker baby
what,
drama.
They can't see what you're doing.
I'm putting up my finger up. Like,
please telling hold. The person, don't talk to me right
parentheses,
now.
Please hold. And they're just going to sit there and just have an entire conversation.
Yeah.
While you're standing there like.
And you're like, I got a customer on the phone.
Turn around and be like.
I got somebody on the phone that needs to answer.
Hello. You can. You know what I've done? I've literally been like, click. I got to talk to you. Yeah. We ain't got time to be waiting on the phone. I need you to pay attention to me because I'm here.
Right. I hate that. And it's not like. Okay, I'm doing my job, but it just aggravates the shit out of me. Like, what do you have so much to talk about that you have to be on the phone for 8 hours? And then you're on the phone when you get to work, and you're on the phone when you leave work.
Yeah. I give a lot of slack to Jules because she'll be doing that. Oh, my God. It's like, we'll go to lunch, and she's on the phone with her husband. And I'm like... Why the fuck are you talking to him? You saw it. You woke up in the morning and that motherfucker was next to
and you.
Why do
him.
You gotta talk to him now? You are on my motherfucking time. And then she'll be like, no, you're on my time because I'm on lunch. I was like, nah, bitch, you're on my time.
You're on gay time. That trumps regular
anytime.
Time.
Right. I was like, get off the phone.
That really annoys the shit out of me. I can't. That's like one thing that just
gets your gourd.
Yeah.
Gets you.
Yeah. Gets my gourd. Sing it, girl.
Girl, gets my gourd. I was trying to see if I... let me see if... what else is... let's talk about... Let's talk about social apps. Excluding Facebook. I'm talking about like dating social apps. So... this is an issue that I have with, apparently this is not going to become a bitch fest. Things I don't like. So what do you think is an appropriate response when you're trying to speak to someone on a gay social network?
As in like, what do you mean?
Like, just like, I'll give you an example. Why is it that you come across a profile and... In the profile, you know, you read a little bit on it and it says, say something different to me other than hi, hello, what's up?
That's when you text them and say, or that's when you message them and say, say something different to me.
Say something I wah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Are we dream girls right now? Or
it was Christina Aguilera.
Oh.
I don't get, you know, and of course, like I read something like that and the smart ass in me comes out and I'm like, your mother's pussy tasted really awesome last night.
Yeah, just, well, first, what do you
expect? Because it's like, why do you,
what are these people expecting on social dating apps? Do you expect the best human ever to be on there? No.
That's.
I mean, you true. Do you expect... Your dream person to message you a dream message, the first message they
dream
send you.
Dream lover, come message me when I say come hello and you don't know what to say back now.
Grindr is my best friend. No. Those twinky boys.
Loves your end.
Woo! That's like that. I don't know if it's BuzzFeed or what, but they were talking about if people acted the same way they did on their social apps.
Oh my God, I've seen that. It's
and the
hilarious.
One feminine guy's like, mask for mask. The guy's like, He's like, butch.
I'm a butch. I don't bottom, I'm a top.
sure. You're right. You're top.
They're, on but a they're like this. They're like waving right. their ass back and forth. I'm a top. It's like, oh.
I haven't
Your
been
peacock
on those,
is showing.
I haven't been on those sites in a long time, so I can't. Well, when I say long time, more than like a year or so.
Right. So, because you were on them when you were, I mean, since you've been with, what's his face? The Tony. Provider.
My husband.
Yes. No.
What's his face?
It was not meant like that, but it was being funny. But okay. So, okay. One, did he know that you were on there? I'm literally itching my skin off. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm tanning and my skin is like really itchy. Oh.
I don't understand why you're tanning because you're already brown.
Thank you. The color did not go missed on you. No, the reason I'm tanning is because I don't want to burn when I go to Florida. So mm-hmm. it's like I want to get a good base so that way when I go to Florida, I am actually in the sun.
But you still know when you're in the sun, you can still get burned. It doesn't matter if you're tan or not.
No, it actually, with me, like there's some people that get burned first. Oh,
special skin case. Here we go. Yes. Everyone has a special skin case. Here we go.
Anyways.
Let's hear yours.
No, it's when you have a nice base. I like, okay.
Like tan mom?
I love her. Where'd she go?
She turned into a raisin.
You know, she was only like in her 30s.
Oh my God. That's awful.
Isn't it awful? Anyways. No, the reason I do that is because when I like last year I hadn't tanned and when I was in the sun, I actually burned. And that's usually what happens with me is I burn and then I tan. And then anytime after that I'm in the sun, I just get darker. You know, I don't burn anymore.
Why don't you just stay out of the sun and wear sunblock?
Generally do because of my tattoos. So I do wear sunblock on my tattoos, but I want to get brown. It looks healthy. I love how my feet look when they're so tan. They look so healthy.
No one says that.
Everyone says that.
But I hate a sunburn on top of your foot because it's the worst.
Oh my God. You see how itchy I am? That's because of that. That's what happens when you have a sunburn on the top of your foot. You can't stop itching. Anyways, what were you talking about?
Oh, social the dating apps.
Yes. It's like, I mean, do you expect to just be like, so did you happen to see Tommy the other day? Right. He was telling him about this awesome dinner that
and
he
And you know
planned
what the
out.
Message you're going to get back? Who's Tommy?
And it's like, well, you said no,
it's
going to
gonna be, it's gonna be who's Tommy? You want some dick? Right.
Where's your dick pic?
No dick, no talk.
right. It's like I'd be like, I've gotten, you know, I've had people come to me on those stupid social apps, be like, oh, you know that if you change your like wording, you know, like the little paragraph that you
said, oh God,
like,
not
you'll get
not
you'll a, attract more people. I'm
not
like,
a grammar Nazi.
No, not a grammar Nazi. But you just get like more people telling like. You'll get more people talking to you, blah, 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 blah. Because it's kind of negative. And it's like,
did you
actually,
block them? Did you just block them?
No, I would just go back and
what's
be
your,
like,
what, can you read your bio off one of them?
I think I may have changed it, but I could read it.
Mm-hmm. Let's read your bio and then let's let the listeners tell us how you could correct it to make it better. So people actually
because the judge and jury is out there. Let's see. Okay. I like plenty of things. Just ask me. I find that creating a list is limiting. There are plenty of things I like and do not and don't like to do. So just ask. Music, travel, writing, singing, as I am a musician, to name
a
few.
Wait.
What?
See, that just contradicts itself. Take out the list or take out. There's too many things to have a list. That's contradictory.
That's who I am. Thank you.
Contradictory.com. Your contradictory.com.
Okay, so this is where it gets really juicy. What am I looking for? By the way, common... right.
Dick.
By the way, common courtesy is nice. If someone says hello, one should respond with a greeting as well. If you're not interested, cool, just say so. No need to ignore. No need to be a dick.
A dick.
And also, don't be so presumptuous in thinking that just because I said hello to you, that I'm interested in you. I sometimes just want to chat and meet new people. I didn't realize that having a particular look was required. And if that's the case, fuck off.
Yeah, I think that's
wait.
We might need to change that.
Shut up, God. Let me finish. And then it says, because I don't keep inner ugly people around me. I
said, oh my God. Roger.
Wait.
That is like the worst bio I have ever heard.
It gets better.
Can I read it?
Wait.
I want to read it.
I suppose for some that's hard, but keep trying. Eventually you won't be one. I'm looking for friends.
I had to scroll.
Yeah, it's a long one. I'm looking for friends and more. Don't be a cock. Be respectful, nice, honest, and make me laugh. Those are things that will go far with me, but they are not going to get you me forever. They are starters. Also, mm-mm. if you don't have a face pic or something that resembles your face, close up or semi-far, please send it before you even say hello.
Oh my God!
I like to know Roger. Who and what I'm looking at.
Too much. They don't have to message you because they know everything about you already.
Yeah, clearly that's why I'm still single.
Yeah.
Well, first of all,
you know what? On the Pride, on the live show, we're going to rewrite you a bio.
Oh my God, that would be fun. Have everyone write me one.
Right.
It's not going to go into use, but thank you for the thought.
No, it could go to use.
Well, no.
That could be like a contest.
Okay,
we could
say you'll use it for a week. To my defense. It was when I was a little bit younger and a little bit bitter.
So yesterday doesn't count.
No one reads those.
If you've changed it.
What am I going to put? Wait.
I'm not going to tell you what to put. We're going to tell you what to put next Friday at 5:30 p.m.
You mean this Friday?
This
coming Friday.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Mañana.
Mañana.
Oh.
Oh, say it for all of our Spanish listeners.
Tomorrow.
No, the time and everything.
Pride48.com. Viernes a las 5:30.
Specific dick time.
Standard pene time? I don't know what that means. Standard? I think that's what it means. Standard is standard.
PDT, which is Pacific Daytime.
I don't know what Pacific is. Pacifico.
Oh.
El día de tiempo pacifico, maybe? I think that's mm-hmm. how you say it, maybe?
For Pacific time.
I don't know, fool. Anyways.
I don't know. We don't have time zones.
I don't know your life. Okay, so that's an example. That actually wasn't mine.
Oh, okay. Thank God.
No, that is mine.
Oh.
You're so gullible. Stupid.
I am.
No, that is mine. That's just on one. I'm not going to tell you where it's at. That's on one. Let's see if I can find the other one. Because I think the other one's different.
We got 3 minutes, so.
Hold on.
Is that one on... Wait, let me. Not, is that one on Grindr?
No, I'm not gonna tell you.
It's Scruff. No, this one's gonna be on. This one's gonna be. What's the bear one?
Growler. But this, I'm not gonna tell you which one it is. This one, the about is just looking for friends and more. Feel free to ask me anything. Looking for funny, nice, considerate, honest guys.
What's wrong with that?
That is
short. Nothing wrong with
but that.
But that
goes
short
to show you.
And sweet.
But that goes to show you that the other one I wrote it when in a different time. It was never bothered to change it.
There's called delete. There's a delete on that phone.
Maybe that's why I'm single.
No, it's not maybe, it is.
No, I'm still single because you just heard the nice one and I still haven't gotten anything from
that.
I
bet you get more messages on that one.
Well, that's just because I'm fat. See?
So it's Crawler.
It's because I'm fat and cute in the face. Too chubby in the waist.
Oh my God.
I'm cute in the face and chubby in the waist.
I wanted to tell you what the lady said to me at the DMV this week, but we have to do it on the live show. We'll talk about
it. Okay.
So, all right, you guys, remember, if you're listening tomorrow, remind us that we need to talk about the DMV.
DMV.
And we need to talk about our topic that we can't discuss with you right now because we want it to be a surprise.
Surprise!
Just remind us. So we got to go. This is Ricky.
Oh, and by the way, my birthday is September 2nd. So if you guys want to send any money or gifts.
Or give it to you in Vegas.
Well, that's a little scary.
If somebody wants to give you the D in Vegas.
No, because there's a lot of hateful ass people in Vegas. And we don't want to get those gifts. I don't want to open a box.
You're calling out hateful people and you just read the most hateful bio ever.
I don't want to open a box and a pie come flying out.
You don't want to open up a box and a dick be inside.
No. Wait, yeah, you did. I was like, no, I'd be like,
it's a dick in a box.
It's a dick in a box.
Okay, this is Ricky.
This is a dick in a box, apparently.
We will talk to you tomorrow. Bye. Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at Foul Monkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/foulmonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or no, just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there. In-